Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. First, we begin with congestion pricing. What congestion pricing, Larry Mullins? The governor scrapped it, remember? Yeah, but the city still has to figure out a way to ease congestion in Midtown and other areas, whether the MTA's funding program is at a roadblock or not. Folks still need to park their cars, buses still need to move freely without folks parking their cars in the bus lanes, etc. Mayor Adams talked about it today in one of his Tuesday convos, and 1010 Wins Juliet Papa was there to help us start it off.
Traffic congestion isn't going away, even if the pricing plan is on hold. So I asked the mayor what the city is doing about it. His honor recalled his NYPD experience.
When I was a captain, I was the traffic stat captain. And one of the biggest problems with congestion is double parking.
Deputy Mayor of Operations Meera Joshi says the city is seeking federal funding to utilize what she calls the Blue Highway.
Building out or building back out our working waterfront area so that we can start getting shipments from barges and decrease our dependency on trucks.
The mayor, however, says the best investment is an efficient, safe public transit system. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And then there's this. We've gotten word from State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, which basically says you can pretty it up all you want, but without congestion pricing, good luck addressing any major capital projects, including maintaining the system, repairing things, etc. We'll get more on it later, but he says over $21 billion in projects were depending on that money. And now that it's no longer there, we're going to look real crazy when it comes to things like signal modernization, communication, replacing rail cars and buses. Oh, he went in. We'll have more a little bit later, trying to get an interview with him. So stand by. A shooting in Soho earlier today leaves a 31-year-old man dead. The NYPD got a call about 5 this morning to 41 Green Street, just north of Grand. You know, this is the same area where a 16-year-old kid was shot to death after trying to break up a fight. Remember the Makai Brown incident? Two male suspects were arrested in that. Well, they found the victim of today's shooting with a gunshot wound to his right thigh. They rushed him over to Bellevue, but he didn't make it. Not sure about the circumstances surrounding that shooting. So far, they haven't arrested anybody. You know, murders in this particular area, the first precinct there in Soho, are rare. In fact, there were no murders in this precinct at this time last year. So far, there have been two. Downtown, a big hearing on what to do, finally, about sidewalk sheds.
If you lined up the number of sidewalk sheds in New York City, it would stretch from Manhattan to Montreal. The law that requires them for safety was well-intended, but Borough President Mark Levine says it needs to be changed.
This is just a sign that government can't get its act together. Why can't we solve this?
A package of bills would make changes to what's known as Local Law 11, which City Buildings Commissioner James Otto said was last updated in 1998.
Can we change the cycles? Can we change the inspection cycles? We will interview dozens of inspectors that do this type of work.
Other bills would permit the use of drones to identify long-standing sheds and increase penalties for unnecessary construction delays. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Winds family, I must be getting old because I could have sworn they had already made a decision on these sheds months ago, how they'd be designed, what they'd look like. Maybe that was just the build-up to today's hearing or whatever. Anyway, we'll continue monitoring. AccuWeather says this afternoon, sunshine mixing with clouds and becoming hot, but with low humidity, a high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm with a low of 73. Tomorrow, we'll get times of sun and clouds, breezy, hot, and more humid, though, with a thunderstorm around late in the day and a high of 93. And then on Thursday, not quite as hot, less humid with sunshine and a high of 85. Right now, 88 degrees in Central Park. Winds News Time, 2:07. Well, the LIRR wants you to show them at least how gross their bathrooms are. Yeah, they got a little bathroom cleanliness feedback thing going where you can tell them in real time this place is a sewer.
I walked into the Hicksville LIRR station's restroom and it was clean. And starting next month, inside all of the LIRR bathrooms, there will be a QR code. This way commuters can report a cleanliness issue or no toilet paper, no soap. They can also send photos. This commuter thinks it's a great idea.
This is a public space and it's frequently used, so why not? Should have somebody on call that can clean it and stuff like that.
But this commuter is very skeptical.
In my experience in New York, reporting stuff never ends up with anything. So I can scan the QR code, but will someone actually come clean it? Probably not.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Hicksville LIRR station.
I tell you what, I always just walk in there, figure out where I'm going, and then close my eyes, look away, and hold my breath at some of these places. It ain't pretty at all. 1010 Winds, the official radio station of the Macy's 4th of July fireworks. Our coverage starts at 6 on the 4th of July, followed by our wall-to-wall live show at 8 and the fireworks shortly after 9, yada, yada, yada. I'll be telling you more about it as we get to it. You can tell I'm geeking, right? About this show. We'll be telling you more about it a little bit later. Well, tonight's the night, and the weather is supposed to be good as we begin the Subway Series between the Stripes and the Amazons. It could be a homer fest as both teams are going yard at about the same pace. Our dude Mark Renee now with the warm-up ahead of tonight's opener.
Well, if my early morning research was right, then the Mets are playing better than they have going into a Subway Series since their last World Series year in 2015. And maybe it really is the Grimace effect, since they've won 9 of 11 games in 4 straight series after the purple thing threw out the first pitch a couple weeks ago. Meantime, Nestor Cortez and the Yanks have dropped their last 3 series and won just 3 games out of 10.
Nobody's hanging their heads. Nobody's panicking here. Just a rough patch that 162 games you're going to go through. Just got to figure a way to get out of it.
Of course, the consolation is the Yankees are still tied for the most wins in baseball with 52, and they'll have Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight against David Peterson when things get started just after 7 o'clock. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
All right, and by the way, the MTA says it'll have extra trains on duty for the two-day sold-out Subway Series. Today is primary day, everybody. Now, don't act like you didn't know. This is important. We've got congressional, state, legislative, judicial, student council, neighborhood watch, all of the above. The polls open at 6 this morning at 901 sites across the boroughs. They'll stay open till 9. There aren't any in Staten Island, by the way. Statewide, we got more than 100,000 voters casting their ballots, or they did so during the 9 days of early voting, according to the state election people. So with that said, again, we have until 9 o'clock tonight. Get out and vote, folks. These down ballot races just as big and important as the upper crust. Don't sit there like you don't know now. I have that tragedy in Washington Heights now to tell you about. Poor couple lost their lives after a three-alarm raced through an apartment building in the overnight. People in the neighborhood are just torn.
The elderly couple who lost their life in this fire had lived on the top floor, the sixth here, for decades. Wiley Batista was their neighbor down below on the fifth floor.
It was his wife. She was bedridden, very sick. He used to take care of her. He would every day come up and down, you know, buying things, like keeping the household together. But she was bedridden, so there was no way for her to get out.
Dozens have been displaced. They're getting help now from Alan Henze and the Red Cross.
I believe the emotional support, the holistic support that the Red Cross is able to provide is the most important thing that we're able to give people.
Jacoby's 25 years old, lives on the second floor.
Very frightening, yeah. I just grabbed what I thought I needed, but I'm very lucky to be alive and safe, and that's not everyone's story tonight.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Washington Heights.
Yeah, the fire marshal still looking into what started that fire. No names released.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.